Joining us now in our studios, Northfield's Chief of Police, Monty Nelson. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
We got the election season over.
We do. We can all sleep easy.
So we've got a full 15 minutes to kill here now, so you've got to be entertaining along with informative.
Oh boy.
We don't have those political commercials to run. That frees up a lot of time.
I'll see if I can. You don't want me to sing, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you can tell me that. You have are you okay? You got a little owie there.
Yeah, a little owie. Tornado cleanup. Injury.
Boy, it, let's talk about that. Have you seen it? You live out just on east of town and were affected greatly by that tornado cleanup in your neighborhood and from what you've seen on the countryside. Boy, it's going to be a long time before we use the word normal again, but how is everything going?
Well, you know, I would say slow but sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's kind of working at their own pace. Some farmers out our direction, you know, out of necessity, have had to work really hard, really fast. They had the harvest season along with grain bins and buildings that were just totaled. And so some work had to happen really quickly. Other stuff, you know, it's kind of that figuring out what can we wait to do because it's not emergent, or, you know, we don't have to have something by winter, you know, set up for either livestock or whatever other sort of storage they got going on. It's all over, and you're right, the normal part, just looking at the trees, everyone is kind of settling into the fact that whatever their property used to look like probably won't look that way again during their lifetime, because trees, you just mature, big trees, you don't replace quickly.
No. All right, let's move on to some of the topics. Was it last weekend the Northfield Police Department made a numerous arrest at a party of underage people, teenagers. They had a party, I guess what we want to talk about here is there still – Northfield had a social host ordinance go into effect a few years ago. Is this something that affects?
Yeah. Okay. You know, there's kind of two important pieces to this. Well, there's three. Good work by our cops. But the two other pieces that we need to make sure we talk about is TIP 411, the anonymous tip line that we've been promoting now for a couple years. That's a partnership with Northfield ASAP, the old mayor's task force, and other groups in town and Rice County and Faribault. It's a countywide effort. We got the tip through the 411 text to our dispatch that led our officers to a house, and they ended up dealing with a you know, pretty significant size group of about 20 plus underage people. Not all had been drinking, which is good. I mean, try and look on the bright side. There were some underage people who hadn't been drinking. Some had. A bunch of citations were written, including one for social host. And that's that second piece I always want to make sure we talk about, because it is illegal to provide a place where you know people underage are consuming alcohol. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You might be even under 18 and get a ticket for social host if it's your house and you're hosting the party. Or if you're a parent, or if you're an older brother or sister, it doesn't matter. If you're providing that place where it's happening, you don't even have to provide the alcohol. So really important to, you know, and thank goodness we don't have to enforce this very often. It doesn't actually come up that often, and that's good. We always hope that if something's going on, we're responding, finding it, dealing with it appropriately. But when we do, you know, stumble into it or someone reports it, it's good to know that tool's there. And our officers did a really good job handling the situation. And at the end of the night, all the juveniles were safe. We had one that had to be checked out by an ambulance because of their intoxication level. So it was a good result. Some that got tickets might disagree with that, but at the end of the night, everyone was safe.
You know, from the standpoint of a parent, there's probably some parents out there saying, hey, you know, I've got, you know, my son is 19. You know, he's out of school. Right now he's living at home or something. We're going on vacation. Can they do something to say, hey, you know, is this the police department? We've got a 19-year-old son, and we're not going to be here. We have not authorized any party. Is there something that the parents can do other than talk to their kids to assure that they don't get charged with a crime for something that somebody young and underage
does? That's a little bit unusual circumstance, but mm-hmm. we do have people call us when they're going to be out of town.
Okay.
I can think of only a few where I've been contacted in the past where someone said, you know, here's the deal. We're going to have someone watching our house, whether it's their own son or daughter mm-hmm. or someone else who's younger. Doesn't come up that often where they kind of pre-warn us. You know, it really comes down to who's present. Not saying a parent could never get in trouble if they're, you mm-hmm. know, not present, you know, like out of town and the party's going on at their house. But really, whoever's there and responsible at the time for the home is who, you know, has some splaining to do, as you might say.
All right. Let's move on. Terry and I were talking, and Terry had noticed this. Is there an increase in DWIs that has happened in recent months? Is there a spike?
Yeah, you know, I haven't run any numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to run some numbers and see where we're sitting. But actually, since this last spring, overall, locally, we've noticed kind of an uptick in DUI arrests, and a lot of them with the blood alcohol levels are up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to say all of them, but a good number of them are at that twice the legal limit, which is a aggravating factor. It makes it a more serious crime. And not just us talking to Troy Dunn, Andy Bolin. I don't know their numbers exactly, but just anecdotally,
mm-hmm.
It seems like we've been noticing more of them, more daytime DUIs, some really strange ones where 9 a.m. they're getting a DUI. So not a trend we like to see on one hand, but if they're out there, then I want my officers finding them and getting them off the roadway, because that's, you know, that's our goal,
mm-hmm.
is to make the roadway safer. And who knows what we'll see here, if this is just kind of a weird little blip. Because our DUI numbers had been trending downward for years, you know, locally in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So not sure what that means.
All right. Let's move on. One of the things I wanted to talk about definitely has seen increased activity or continue. That's the Drug Task Force. We had Sheriff Dunn in the other day to talk about this a little bit. And, of course, Northfield is involved with the task force, along with a few other agencies. Boy, they have had a busy time, been doing some pretty good work.
Yep. It has been a busy year for them,
mm-hmm.
and especially about the last 6 months. They put a concentrated effort into, per the press release that came out here last week, Operation Sound of Silence, to target those high-level drug dealers that are bringing a quantity of mm-hmm. drugs, meth, coke, heroin, whatever it is, into our area. And it's helped, you know, we brought LeSueur County on into the task force a year and a half or so ago. And that's actually kind of helped them broaden their scope and also be able to deal a little more globally in a way, because LeSueur is a neighboring county, and there's a lot of crossover, they found out really quick, between what's going on over there and here in Rice County, and then to the metro area. And they have done some fantastic work. I know it's been mentioned before, but when you make a drug bust of 171 pounds of methamphetamine, that's big.
That's a lot.
Like state record big. Even the agents were surprised. But that's what happens when you do good work, and they're aggressive, and they don't let they mm-hmm. you know, they don't give up. We were just talking about this. I got to spend some time with the Drug Task Force Commander, Dave Dillon, last week. And, you know, it's that not saying, oh, well, that just didn't work and move on to something else. When you know you're working a significant source and they don't give up and keep working it, and finding ways to work it, those are the results you get.
You know, that all those numbers and 171 pounds of meth, man, that is that's just a mind-boggling amount. That's like state record. That's like a 20-pound walleye.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
don't see that. But those numbers are one thing. As you've talked before, there's a void or a vacuum that soon gets filled up. From a street level, from yeah, I guess the user's standpoint, are you seeing, are things getting better? Are you optimistic about things maybe heading in the right direction in Northfield, Rice County?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of hard to put your finger on because mm-hmm. then you start looking at, you know, what resources do we have, addiction recovery resources. You know, the fact that we have our treatment court up and running, I think, is a good thing because it's giving other options to some people that otherwise might just be serving time and you're really not addressing or helping them with any of why they ended up in mm-hmm. that position. And all of our partner groups here in Rice County that we work so closely with, we continue to work, provide additional resources, look for what else can we do to address that, what you're talking about, that street level, people who are struggling with addiction, how do you deal with that? And that's an important side of it because I say every time you can't arrest your way out of a drug problem because you're right. Someone else, as far as sales, will likely fill in the gap,
mm-hmm.
Especially with the quantity of narcotics we're seeing coming from across the border to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to pick that, you know, that ball up and
yeah.
run with it.
Yeah.
So we have to continue to work on at a local level. Finding ways to help those people who are struggling with their addiction.
All right. Once again, Police Chief Monty Nelson is with us. Chief, oh boy, we had you had a bank robbery. Not Jesse James this
time.
Get
your guns, boys. Yeah. They're robbing yeah. the bank.
Yeah, you know, those, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, those days are long gone. But the days of people trying to get easy money are not long gone. And you had a bank robbery here about a week, 2 weeks ago, the last couple of weeks, in the month of October anyway. What, you know, what's the latest on that? What can you tell us?
Well, so our investigators are still working quite a bit with FBI. I just bumped into the FBI agent the other day when I was coming into the garage, and
mm-hmm.
kind of nice to see him because I've worked some bank robberies in the past with that agent, but kind of not nice to see him because that means he's here working a bank mm-hmm. robbery. They're working a lot of angles, doing a lot of follow-up. One thing our investigators wanted me to mention, and this is always, you know, early on we asked for anyone who might have seen something that day, you know, someone running away from the bank, someone hanging out ahead of time, mm-hmm. anything, to let us know. And we've gotten lots of good tips. And as always, you know, sometimes you have to put out a potential vehicle description. And I'm not even going to mention the vehicle description because right now they've kind of exhausted that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
They still are looking for someone who saw a vehicle, but we can't tell you what the description is because we don't know. People don't just magically appear at the bank, rob it, and then disappear, right? They have to have a way to come and go. We're not certain, but almost certain there was a vehicle involved, and it had to be somewhere in that downtown area that morning. If you saw someone, you know, right during that time frame, especially leaving in a hurry from that
mm-hmm.
three block area around Premier Bank, getting into a vehicle, whether they drove, someone else picked them up, whatever the case may be, still want people to call us, call our non-emergency number, ask, talk to investigations, and let us know if you saw anything. But the vehicle description that had been out there, they didn't even want me to talk about it again because mm-hmm. they don't want more calls about whatever it happened to be, that description.
Sure. Now, in this particular case, you do have a photograph of the suspect, though it's not extremely detailed due to the fact he had a hoodie on and everything. But from what they have seen, I guess, from that photograph and the modus operandi,
yep.
Is this person a suspect in more than one bank robbery that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. You know, sometimes we have right away a really quick, oh, yeah, this is the same person. And we've fallen victim to some of those serial bank robbers here in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
FBI hasn't given us any information, or we haven't seen any that leads us to believe that it's that type of situation. You know, if you remember the old fishing hat bandit we had,
sure,
who hit Northfield, I think, twice. Back in the days when I was working investigations. Don't think we have a fishing hat bandit. That's good. We don't like serial bank robbers.
He found a new home.
He did find a new home. So
wow. All right. Anything else, Chief? Will you have you in here?
We'll be putting out some information. Winter parking ban.
Oh, sure.
Starts up November 15th. We always hope we don't even have to enforce it in the first couple months of, you know, November, December, meaning we hope there's not enough snow to enforce it. the need to be plowing and stuff. But even without snow, the reminder is November 15th to March 15th, no overnight parking on public streets in Northfield.
All right.
It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but we seem to struggle with it every year. So I'll just throw that out there, and then we'll keep educating the public on it.
Sounds good. Chief, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson.